Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow.
Let's get right into it. Another day, another head fake. We saw the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ push to record intraday highs right out of the gate.
New records. The S&P hit 6,409 and the NASDAQ topped 21,303. Even NVIDIA was hitting all-time highs on news about that big chip order from TSMC for China. It felt like the rally was unstoppable.
It felt that way for about an hour. Then the rug got pulled. That late morning sell-off was brutal and just couldn't be overcome. We closed in the red across the board.
So what's the read-through here? The tape looks indecisive. SPY and QQQ are just oscillating in a tight range, almost like they're holding their breath.
Exactly. It's consolidation. Volume is dropping off, which tells me the market is waiting for a real catalyst. We're coiled, waiting for a move. For SPY, the key level to watch is resistance around 636. A break above that could get the bulls running again.
And on the downside?
Support is near 634.50. If we lose that, look out below. Same story for QQQ. We need to break 568 to the upside, or we risk testing support at 566.50. It's a classic wait-and-see setup.
And while we wait, it looks like money is moving around. The sector map was really interesting today. Tech, which led early, finished down. Industrials and healthcare got hit hard, too.
Right. But look where the money went. Real estate, up 1.7%. Utilities, up 1.2%. Even energy and consumer staples had strong days.
That screams defensive rotation. Investors are getting cautious.
It's a flight to safety. You saw it in the bond market, too. A huge rally in treasuries sent the 10-year yield crashing back below its 50-day and 200-day moving averages. That's a significant move right before the Fed decision tomorrow.
Speaking of which, no one expects a rate cut from the FOMC, but the statement will be everything. The market is pricing in at least one dissenter.
And we get Q2 GDP tomorrow as well. So we have the catalysts lined up. The question is, which way do they push us?
Well, earnings certainly didn't help the bull case today. We saw some big name blowups. UPS down over 10%. United Health getting hammered. Royal Caribbean. Nucor. A lot of red ink.
The Whirlpool report was a total disaster. Just a complete mess. It wasn't just the earnings miss, it was the guidance. They took their full-year EPS forecast from $10 all the way down to a range of $6 to $8.
And they cut the dividend. Management was just defending that dividend back in April. That's a huge loss of credibility.
Massive one. They're blaming a tough appliance market, which is fair, but this signals they see the weakness persisting well into the second half. The one silver lining, if you can call it that, is the new yield is still around 4%. Maybe some value guys will nibble, but that stock is in the penalty box for now.
Okay, so with all that negativity, are there any bright spots, any stocks that are holding up and looking ready to run?
Absolutely. This is where you have to separate the market from the stocks. We're seeing some fantastic continuation setups in the tech space, believe it or not. The leaders are still leading.
Give me a name.
AMD. It's showing incredible strength. The volume pattern is bullish, and it's closing right near its highs. If you see a small dip, an entry near 178 looks attractive. I think it's heading for 181.50, maybe even 183 in the next few sessions.
Okay, AMD is on the list. What else?
Two more in the semiconductor design space. Synopsys, SNPS, and Cadence, CDNS. Both are showing rising volume with closing highs. They're coiling for a potential breakout. For SNPS, a pullback to 634 is the buy zone, looking for a move to 640 and then 645.
And Cadence? It had a ton of upgrades today, but also a downgrade from Piper Sandler. Little mixed.
The chart tells the story. It's a beautiful setup. I'd look for an entry around 364 for a test of 368 with a potential run to 370. These are the names that can power higher, even if the broader market chops around.
So those are the continuation plays. What about anticipation setups? Stocks that are maybe a little quieter, but building a base for a move?
Right. These are what we call the ants. They're marching quietly. First up is Vertiv, VRT. It's in the tech sector and has been making systematic higher highs with good volume support. An entry around 142.75 looks good for a push towards 144.
I see. And you're also watching Intuit?
INTU, yes. Very strong, bullish signals, stable volume. It's not explosive, but it's a steady climber. And finally, keep an eye on Taiwan Semiconductor, TSM. It had a little pullback today, but it's been making consistent higher lows. it has the potential to move back towards 243.
All right, let's wrap with some quick hits. Any other news or movers that caught your eye?
The rumor that Palo Alto Networks is nearing a deal to buy CyberArk is huge. That would be a massive deal in the cybersecurity space. Also, Sarepta, SRPT, had a great day. The FDA is letting them resume shipments of their Duchenne drug, and the stock got a flurry of upgrades.
A very different story from Western Union, which got hit with a bunch of downgrades.
A tough day for them. The market is clearly picking winners and losers right now.
So, the final takeaway for traders heading into tomorrow?
Be nimble. The market is at a major inflection point, waiting on the Fed and GDP. We're seeing defensive rotation, which is a warning sign. But at the same time, true market leaders in tech are setting up beautifully for continuation breakouts. Know your levels on the indices, but focus on the individual stocks that are showing relative strength. That's where the opportunity is.
Great stuff. A lot to watch for. That's all the time we have for today. We'll be back tomorrow to break down all the action. Thanks for listening.